With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump sits down with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Palm Beach, Florida this hour. The two leaders plan to discuss the complicated second phase of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Gaza. Yesterday, the president met with Ukraine's leader and declared that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to reaching a peace deal. But as the BBC's Jeremy Bowen tells us, some serious sticking points remain.
Putin has not budged on this point that he wants Ukraine to give up territory in eastern Ukraine, including cities in the strategically vital Donbass area that Russia is nowhere close to capturing. As for security guarantees to Ukraine, they seem to be making some progress on that, except for the fact that the Russians are completely against any European involvement.
Parts of the Upper Midwest and Great Lakes region are dealing with a strong winter storm. Cody Snell is with the National Weather Service.
There is a strong area of low pressure tracking from the Great Lakes into southeast Canada. It's producing widespread wind gusts around 30 to 40 miles per hour, with max gusts up to 60 miles an hour across the Great Lakes currently this morning. In addition to snowfall, currently moderate to heavy snow is occurring across portions of Michigan and parts of the Midwest, with rain and wintry mix occurring across the Northeast.
Police say a second pilot has died following yesterday's mid-air helicopter collision in southern New Jersey. Authorities have identified the two pilots involved in the crash. 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch and 71-year-old Michael Greenberg were friends and would often have breakfast together. Rescuers responded to the aviation crash yesterday, just before noon. Stocks are trading lower as the final week of 2025 gets underway. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all off about 0.5%. This is SRN News. In one of 2025's biggest religion stories, Catholics got a new pope.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force this year, he praised the chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors for banning men from competing in women's sports. A growing number of international sports governing bodies are moving to bar males from competing against females ahead of the Olympic Games. This is SRN News. There's word that Israel has successfully infiltrated Hezbollah.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lormand adds that the report draws parallels to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. North Korea says it fired long-range strategic cruise missiles into the sea to test the country's nuclear deterrence. Such tests aren't banned by the UN, but they do pose a threat to the U.S. and South Korea. The activity came days after the Communist North showed progress with a nuclear-powered sub. More details at srnnews.com.